Hey guys, welcome back. It seems like about 5 minutes since we were here last time. I don't know if you feel this way or have noticed it, but it seems to me that the time is going just racing by. It's just, I think it really is going faster. I mean, they can always blame it on us getting older, right? But nobody can argue against that because as long as time's moving, I guess we're getting older. But it just seems like it's really going faster to me. So it's a strange experience. Anyway. Welcome. If you haven't been here before, this is Lost Arts Radio Live. I'm Richard Sachs, your host, and our main guest show is on Sunday night. That's tomorrow night, and all our shows you can see the archives anytime you want. We're on multiple platforms, doing what we can not to get banned right away, and still tell the truth, which is getting to be a real challenge. We're having to watch keywords and things, and some of our friends that run much bigger shows than this one. Alex in particular having been and Mike having been banned everywhere, we can't really say their whole name freely because anybody who mentions them, or especially, God forbid, ever says something good about them, would get banned right away, and it's more beneficial if we can stay here with you for a while. But as I remind you frequently, if and when we get banned off all these major platforms that we're on right now, although many of them are shadow banning and have been for a while, you can find us at brighteon.com, brighteon.com. That's Mike's site, supposed to develop as a non-censoring alternative to YouTube, and also on lostartsradio.com. So stay in touch with us that way. Don't abandon all efforts to connect, if we get kicked off these things. And I'll try to watch my words as much as I can. So this is a show, if you're not already familiar with it, that does look at the news events and things going on in the world. And we're in broadcasting from the U.S., so primarily things there, but many of them relate to things going on in countries all over the world. And we do talk about that, some developments in other countries. But there's no way that we could do any kind of comprehensive news show, in an hour a week. I mean, that would be silly. So we refer you back to Alex's show and Mike's website, which is still there. It's been banned everywhere, but it's still there, and he's putting out great material. So connect with them. You can find Alex on BitChute and on Brighteon. Brighteon's a good place to watch videos because Mike needs the support for his site. But in this show, in this brief few minutes we have once a week, we look at some of the implications of what's going on in the world, what the news actually means. If you want documentation of what's actually happening, Alex and Mike both do a great job of that, especially Alex, because he's got like 100, more than 100 employees helping with the news show. They're on 6 days a week now, every day but Saturday, and sometimes Saturday too. And they plan to be on 24 hours a day before long. They're expanding, even though the whole mainstream media is completely determined to wipe them out from the internet entirely. Anyway, so there's so much going on in the world right now. I bring bullet points with me. I don't use a teleprompter or anything, but see, I write stuff down. I usually spend about 3 or 4 hours a day during the week analyzing and reviewing the news that we can talk about briefly this time once a week. And it seems like, there's so much going on in every country, so many developments, but if you boiled it down to what the essence is, I mean, to me, the way I look at it, it seems like good against evil is almost all of it. I don't know if you've noticed that that's really what's happening, but even though by evil I don't mean people making mistakes. We're all, in the human body, we've made a lot of mistakes, and that's a learning process of life. But in the decades of investigation that I've really done into what's going on in the power structure that controls most of the world and certainly infiltrated into all levels in America and almost every country in the world, well, every major country I know of, I found all the agendas going on around us are not just mistakes. They're engineered for destruction of life on this planet. But they all come from the same source, which is a very small number of people and families engineering this whole thing. And basically, like us, they want to feel good, right? Everybody wants to feel good. That's really true. It boils down to that. But some of us, like these people I'm talking about, decide to do it with a particular drug, and they've gotten high for generations, many thousands of generations, on the drug of evil. And when I say evil, I'm being very specific. It's creating pain and suffering and death and destruction for its own sake. Yeah, it's kind of evil to do that for money, but there are actually people who are not doing it for money at the top levels. It's not for money at all. They're using that to motivate the levels of servants below them. But at the top level, it's totally not about money. It's about evil for its own sake, and that's what I'm talking about. They're trying to feel superior and powerful and immortal and invincible and all that, because they can do all these terrible things to all of us and all other life forms. But if they think they're going to do it the right, they do think that they're going to do it the right way, and it's kind of like a ceremonial, it is literally, in my analysis, a ceremonial sacrifice of not just humanity, and I don't mean population reduction like Mike has been talking about lately. That's a step. But it really looks clear to me that what they're after is total extermination of life on the planet. They've kind of, there's a lot more to it, but basically they've chosen evil as their religion, and they have to learn why that's not a very good choice and doesn't have good results, and that's going to take a while, I think. But the high-level controllers are into evil for its own sake, pain, suffering, war, death, stuff like that. But intellectually, they're not stupid. They're very wise. We're not wise. They're very brilliant. Not wise at all, because wisdom says, you know, don't do things that will end up having bad results. And there are laws of nature that some of the belief systems in the East call karma, and in the West, like in Christianity, the Bible talks about it as sowing what you are, reaping what you sow. That's a very serious law of nature. You can't get out of it by believing that you're out of it. It doesn't work that way. So these brilliant people that are really excited about exterminating the life in the world, they're very smart intellectually, but not too brilliant, really, because they're setting up some lessons for themselves which are going to be unpleasant, and it would be better for them to change that. So if you're in that power structure listening to us now, and I know we're being monitored by all kinds of different agencies and people like that, and mostly bots, automatic, that's why I have to be careful of language, because the bots are not brilliant yet, fortunately. If you're in that system somewhere, you're not going to listen to me, but I just would like you to reconsider and realize that you don't ever get off the hook when you intentionally hurt somebody else. It's not that, you know, some evil god is going to hate you and send you into permanent torture forever. That's a human idea, but it is the idea that your own consciousness wants you to come back and integrate into where you came from, which was the ultimate conscious source, that's this infinite love beyond human imagination. And it wants to take you back into harmony with that. All right. Sorry, you guys. We got cut off there. Trying to stay on air as long as we can. But the basic idea is that I was discussing how the rulers behind all of these nasty agendas that are really parts of one integral agenda, they think they're brilliant, but they're really not. Intellectually, they're brilliant, but they're not wise, because they're setting up an unpleasant future for themselves as well as all of us. And they still have the chance to turn that around, which I would recommend them doing. They've made a system that's very complex, and different kinds of motivation for every level of bosses and minions that they've got working for them. Different amount of information, kind of information, given to those at each level of the power structure that are serving them. And so each level feels like they're just doing their job. And if they do their job really well, if they sell out their country, or, you know, just are a corrupt city council member or something like that, that they'll end up benefiting and by putting the rest of us down, they'll be privileged. And that's not really how it's going to work out. So that they're being given wrong information. They're, to quote the Terminator movie, they're targeted for termination like the rest of us. And we're all really in the same boat. So some of us don't realize it and think that by pushing the other ones overboard, we can really do better. But it just doesn't work like that. So down here on the level of the regular people who are just trying to live our lives the best we can and learn from our mistakes and try to end up doing some good for the world and the other people in our lives in spite of mistakes we might have made before, they try to keep us all hypnotized. That was the title that we put on the show today, because it's like, what is it, that quote from somebody famous that said, the ones who are most enslaved are the ones who falsely believe they're free, right? And the ones who are most hypnotized are the ones who think they're wide awake, but they're not. Have you ever dreamed that you were waking up from a dream and you're still dreaming? You know, that's kind of what it's like. So all levels of people within the power structure, I mean, even the ones who are trying to do good, such as the American president right now, that I won't name because it would get us banned that much quicker, but we know who we're talking about. He, the reason he was exceptional and is hated and wanted to be dead by the whole media, mainstream media, is that he's got a great motivation and courage and got in with total self-sacrifice and endangering his family, all that. But as much as he does see and have a good motive, he's subject to the fog, just like the rest of us, that makes you forget what should be common sense. And let me give you an example, because we are talking about the news of this week that just ended. The president came out, along with a lot of other great statements, some of which we'll mention, that whatever you're doing, you should be sure to get your flu shot as soon as possible. Now, if that were knowingly said, like from the drug dealers that sell those things, it would be a crime against humanity. But he actually appears not to know, and he should know better, because you know, did he forget that his own son was injured by one of these shots? I'm trying to avoid the V word, which is the bots are looking for that for sure. It's going to be illegal before long if they get their way to even discuss the V word and the implications of it and why it's a hoax and deadly dangerous and things like that. But did he not remember that Ronald Reagan, who said a lot of great things, didn't get to act on most of them and did some really bad mistakes himself? But he said one good thing, which was trust but verify. In other words, yeah, I'm sure that's right, but let's just check it out, which you should always do with everything, question everything. And apparently the current president didn't remember that. And so a lot of parents of kids in California, where they got this totally criminal bill, SB 277, passed already, and it's forcing all the kids to not have personal belief exemptions or philosophical exemptions from their parents, and they all have to get injected with these hideous poisons that supposedly prevent disease. And it's a very bad joke that it killed a lot of kids and injures a lot of kids. It can paralyze them. It can give them allergies for life. It can make them, you know, cognitively impaired, neurologically impaired. And the doctors just memorize, oh, safe and effective, you know, it must be true because we heard it like a million times in medical school, and they forgot that in PhD level education and medical school, you're supposed to actually follow real science, right? Which is much like real spiritual inquiry. It's like, I want to know the truth no matter what. I don't want to prove my preconception or prove some other guy is wrong and stupid. I want to know the truth. And that's the only motive of real science. No industry to protect. You know, science has become totally corrupt. A lot of what's in the journals is false. And when I first found that out, and the government agencies in the U.S. and elsewhere just make up stuff and lie all the time. And it's malicious lies, and they know that it's going to hurt or kill a lot of people, and they don't care about that at all. So we're in a really interesting situation. Things have gotten pretty serious. So I was starting to say that the parents in California are trying to protect their kids, the few that are slightly awake to the fact that government agencies are going to kill and injure a lot of children as well as a lot of adults. But with this forced injection thing especially, and the parents in California that know what the president just said, that everybody should go out and get their flu shot, a lot of them are justifiably really upset by it, because a couple days ago, whenever he said this, it's not a true statement. It's really bad advice. And he needs to learn some things that he's not aware of quickly because of the position he's in. They couldn't believe the president was that aware. They just went through hearings in Sacramento, on a new bill called SB 276, the number before the one that just passed last time. And last time, I remember, with SB 277, they invited public input, right? Which they don't really mean that, of course. They just have to say it. So with SB 277 that removed the philosophical and personal belief exemptions, they had hundreds of people drive from all over the state, some of them bringing their kids because they had to, and I mean, going to incredible effort and expense to get there to Sacramento, hundreds of miles. And then when they got there, there was this panel on the committee that was taking the public input, and they, like many city councils and county boards of supervisors and state legislatures, they don't care about the people, with some exceptions, of course. I'm not negating the fact that there's some great people in there, but the majority still is, they just look like they're hypnotized. And I know when I went to testify at the city council where I live about 5G, because I felt like I really had to do that, the council members were just like texting on their phones, talking to each other, making notes, reading books for all I know. They sit up above like royalty, so you can't really tell what they're looking at on their desk in front of them. But it was not a great experience. And so when they came from all over the state for SB 277, the people in running the committee said, well, there's too many of you, so you can't actually say what you think. You can say for or against, and if you'd like to say your name, we'll give you that privilege, and then you have to go away. After all that driving, bringing their kids and everything else, some of them bringing injured kids from the injections, and the government, you know, just had no concern for the welfare of the people at all. And the same thing happened again in SB 276, which they just had some hearings, supposedly wanting to know what the public thought. And they didn't appear to listen or care. So some parents that do know their kids could be injured or killed, and that some will be injured and killed, some of those know what Dr. Molden explained. And if you haven't heard of Dr. Molden, you might want to go back and look at the archives of our Sunday show on Lost Arts Radio, because that was the only time that we interviewed somebody who had already been killed. In other words, we were too late. I found out about him. He's this brilliant brain specialist for, he was a medical doctor and a PhD, because he thought he really had to learn, what are these injections doing to people's brains? Why are they causing autism and neurological disorders, and which they definitely are, there's no question, as well as so many other problems and oftentimes sudden death, what's going on? And what he figured out is that when you, this should be common sense, right? That would solve a lot of things if we used it. So what he figured out after all this schoolwork is that injecting toxic materials and horrible ingredients like things derived from aborted babies and substances that are engineered to destroy the immune system, when you put those in through a hollow needle, it's not a really good plan. Unless, of course, you want to make people sick or kill them. Oh, yeah, that happens to be why they're doing it, right? Sorry. anyway, he found out it's not a risk. The health people like to use the language that, oh, there is some risk. Of course, not from, I almost said the V word, not from injections, because they're safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. And, you know, the mantra from medical school. But Molden says that even those are not a risk, because risk implies that there's X percentage of chance that you might be hurt or your kid might be hurt or killed. But, you know, it's one in millions, they tell the doctors. And Molden said, no, it's actually not a risk at all. It's a guarantee of harm in every case. And he wrote a book saying that every instance causes harm when they inject things into you or your kids. There are ways to reverse most of them, unless, you know, death is hard to reverse in the same body. But most of the injuries can be, which, of course, you're not supposed to know about that either. So the president is obviously hypnotized in a large extent, like the rest of us, and thinks that the measles shot prevents measles. Everybody should know that that's not true. I mean, this famous Disneyland, what they call outbreak, that's supposed to make you terrified, right? Somebody got measles. Most of those people that got measles got it after being fully, almost said it again, having all the shots to get for measles. They already got those and they got it anyway. So maybe in some normal world, there would be a magic preventive like that, but we're kind of living, I felt this week, in a sci-fi horror romance action adventure movie where things are not what they seem at all, and it kind of makes the upside down world in Alice in Wonderland look normal by comparison, it seemed to me. I mean, that I just get that impression more and more each week, I think. In the world we're in, shots can give you a disease that they're supposed to prevent, or they can paralyze or kill you because they're so safe and effective. And that's why the government, trying to hide any compensation so parents will never find out about it, even hiding it from 99% of the parents of the injured kids, they've paid out more than $4 billion for injuries and death from shots so far. And it's really hard for people, even well-intentioned presidents like we've got in the U.S. right now, that's being demonized every minute by the TV. It's hard for people to realize how upside down things really are. And who would imagine, you know, there's so many examples from the news this week, but also from, it's been going on for a while. Have you looked up in the sky lately? I live in a place that's supposed to have 300 crystal clear days out of the year. It's in Arizona. And it did. It was true. And now they're down to like a quarter of what they should be. And they're coordinated between the people spraying the obscuring poisons that are blocking the sun in the sky and the weather service, who I've tried to talk to, but they won't talk about this seriously. They're coordinating the forecast so that when it's a crystal clear day, because we still do have 300 of those out of 365, When they're going to obscure the sky with the chemtrails, and if you want to be respectful sounding, geoengineering, basically toxic metals and biological and chemical weapons and this amazing toxic mix that they're just spraying by the millions of tons over our heads every day, not just in America, but every country in the world. That is such a massive crime. I don't even know what you could really say about it. That anybody doesn't notice it is amazing. It's a testament to the programming on the television. But it makes you wonder, you know, if you were going to be sensible about it, where are the air forces of the U.S. and every other country that should be up there escorting those jets down to the ground so they can arrest the pilots, find out who they work for, and go from there? No need to shoot them down. Just escort them down with fighter jets. I mean, every country, their military is supposed to protect that country, right? I mean, didn't that used to be the idea at some point, instead of invading other people all over the place? And in America too, are the Air Force or the other air branches of the other military should be up there escorting those jets down to the landing fields, and that would be over in one day. And then they would arrest the pilots, they would arrest the people they work for, and expose the whole thing. And then expose who pays for it and where it comes from. Probably a, you know, one of the many benefits of the drug business of the security state. I'm just guessing, though. But, you know, who would believe that that's going on? These lines in the sky that, in case you don't know, that persist and stay there, they are not persistent contrails. That's what they call an oxymoron. Persistent doesn't go with contrails. Contrails, con is short for condensation too, but condensation, and it goes away quickly. It's just ice or, you know, water vapor. It doesn't hang around. What they're spraying now often hangs around for a whole day, and it forms a fake overcast over the sky. And if you don't know about it, you need to start studying, because you're breathing it and it's affecting everybody. It's, you know, it's largely what was responsible for the intense forest fires recently in different parts of the world, like California, because they've been dumping explosive metal dust on the forest for a long time and then igniting it, which is very bad for the people who live there. One of the towns that got totally destroyed in California is a place I used to live. But it's not just that. Who would believe that the educational system, which I always put that word in quotes if you're talking about the mainstream educational system, it's now telling kids that not how to be better mathematicians or read English better or public speaking. They're telling them, you know, you're already 4 years old. You might be the wrong sex. If you think you're a little boy, you might actually be a girl or vice versa. But don't worry, because we can take care of it and give you chemicals that'll kill your whole hormone balance, ruin your system for life. And if that's not enough, we can give you surgery and you don't have to tell your parents. This is literally what's coming. And learning that countries are out of date. In America, the Constitution is a living document that doesn't really mean anything other than what we say it means, changeable all the time, that global government is really the best, that we have to give up all of our rights to save the world from global warming, stuff like that. This is what school has become, that countries are out of date, that men and private property and people with any money are all bad, except the trillionaires. They're all good and selfless and serving you. But we have to give our rights, because global warming is going to kill us. And climate change too. And climate change, because if it happens to get colder and we don't absolutely predict correctly that it's going to get warmer, then it's still going to kill you, because that's still climate change. And who would believe that doctors and health professionals have been trained to give you poisonous chemicals called medicine and inject you with animal DNA and unknown viruses and toxic metals and formaldehyde to just name a few of the wonderful things they put directly into your bloodstream. And they tell you it's going to prevent disease. Now, it can in some cases suppress the symptoms of that are called a certain disease, but it comes out worse later, because in many cases there was a detox program or a reaction that was supposed to happen and actually help you, and that gets suppressed. And so the symptoms are covered up, and you get full of all kinds of new toxins that are not eliminated. You know, when I was in elementary school many decades ago, and it was in the 50s actually, and we learned that modern society became actually intelligent and scientific about 1950, when we got three-stage rockets and electronic equipment and stuff like that. Before, for all of history, back before 1950, you know, back to the Stone Age and prior, those people didn't really know anything. They just had superstition. Just like, you know, these crazy indigenous people dancing around thinking that they could affect the weather and stuff like that. Just like animals work only on instinct and they have no consciousness at all. That's why we can do anything to them we want. We were literally taught that intelligence started in the 50s. And these examples I'm giving you, medicine built on poisoning the patient, that really calls into question how brilliant we are in this current age. The indigenous people, before they got attacked by modern civilization, a lot of them were in touch with nature directly, and they had deep wisdom about how things really did work, and they knew what to do and what not to do. That's far more advanced than the modern scientific people have now. That's why they're susceptible to destroying the world and thinking that they're doing such a great job. But no one awake would ever fall for any of that. And people in the old days weren't the only ones that could access wisdom. We can have it now, too. That's supposed to be a secret. You know, there's so many other examples that not only this week, but have been happening for quite a while. Who would believe that wasn't hypnotized, that growing your own food with poison, you know, spraying poison on your food and then eating it, that's not brilliant, okay? That's like 10 IQ to do that. It's not very smart. And when you put chemicals in the soil, calling them fertilizer, which Justus von Liebig was a German chemist that came up with some of that stuff, called the father of chemical agriculture, and he thought, wow, this is great, you know, we don't have to take care of the soil anymore, we don't, as Ronnie Cummins says, we don't have to have regenerative agriculture, which is really neat stuff, and all we need is three chemicals, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and the plants grow way bigger, and we can sell them for more, the farmers make more money, it's going to be fantastic. And yeah, it was fantastic, but not in a good way. And like Pasteur before he died, Justus von Liebig said, realized he was completely wrong, that he had just helped to destroy nature and the whole food system and create massive business for the corrupt medical system by giving people poisoned food. Because you see, when you use chemical fertilizers on the soil, it makes the plant nutrition unbalanced. The plant gets weak, its immune system goes down. And then all the insects come in to wipe it out because it's not a healthy plant anymore. It shouldn't be reproducing and being eaten and stuff. It should be destroyed. And so the chemical farmer and chemical salesman say, oh, look, you know, we're right. The insects are a mistake of God or nature. Well, they don't mention God anymore. A mistake of nature. And fortunately, humanity is saved by chemical poisons that we can now spray and kill everything on the plants. So, and of course, it all just washes off with water. There's no problem. Plants aren't porous. They're more like hard plastic, you know, so nothing sinks in. And if you just rinse it with water, it's not going to hurt you at all. If we believe that, we're really far gone. And then they grow the food with corrupted seeds from the biotech companies called GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Those are another disaster on top of the chemical fertilizer disaster. And what a mess. So who would believe that? Who had any common sense left? And who would believe that, you know, we'd be given a communications technology based on wireless frequencies that are designed, according to Barry Troer and a lot of other experts that we've had on the Sunday show, to disrupt the intracellular communication that's all based on very delicate electrical currents in our mind, in our brain, and in our bodies. And actually, when you look at 5G, it's designed to wipe out life on Earth. It really is. I mean, it's not a theory that we don't know, a hypothesis that hasn't been tested. Well, I mean, yeah, we haven't wiped out all life on Earth yet, but we've seen that it is hurting and killing everything from microbes to insects to birds to animals. Mark Steele was on from the UK recently on Lost Arts Radio. You can watch that archive for free. He's really good, and he's trying to do a test case to stop his city from putting out 5G transmitters, which are also built into the LED lights, street lights that they're putting up. It's really malicious. And all the while that stuff's going on, where we're supposed to put our attention is fighting each other over what color skin, or, you know, to me, this is our costume. It's not who we are. That's why I think the whole race thing is totally stupid, aside from the fact that we all started physically in the same part of Southern Africa. But we're supposed to fight over color and hate each other for any stupid reason possible while the rulers finish up this destruction of life on the planet. And does it sound to you like a plan to just reduce population so the rulers can enjoy the earth for themselves? This is what Mike has been talking about. And with great respect, and I have awesome admiration for Mike, and I used to think that was true too, but I'm sure that's not the plan at this point. The rulers are on a suicide mission. They intend to wipe out all life on Earth and themselves, throw themselves on the sacrifice at the end stage, systematically destroying the ecosystem in ways that are irrevocable. They're not saving it to be turned around when they are ready to use it. They're destroying it from the bottom up, even the microorganisms. So that being the situation that we're in here, I totally understand why people want distraction and go to movies, which I used to go to a lot of those on DVD anyway. I don't have time lately, but there's old movies are really, some of them are great. But people take drugs too because they can't stand this, I guess they call it reality that we're in. You know, it's distressing for most people if they let themselves become aware of it. But if you're in a car and you're driving towards this concrete wall that's like 1,000 feet thick, it's not gonna bend when your car hits it. Watching a movie within the movie, or taking drugs so you won't have to watch when you hit the wall, that's really not the best plan. And that's what they want us to be doing, and to any distraction from what's bothering you, instead of going right to what's bothering you, resolving it, fixing it, harmonizing it, and moving on from there. So jumping out of the car at 150 miles an hour, or whatever speed it's going, is probably not a great plan either, because that would be bad for your body to do that. So we have to try to turn the car if we can. And trying to convince other people that they're wrong and they should agree with us and everything, in most cases that produces a reaction that's not positive, and just arguing and trying to prove the other side wrong and stuff, it blocks positive change that we need. So what I'm suggesting instead is that keep doing whatever you're doing, you know, working for some good cause in the world, helping your family or your spouse, or trying to help your kids or the people at work or the people that you know, your friends. Keep doing all that, but there's a difference. While you're doing all that, your regular everyday stuff, whatever it is, digging a ditch or cleaning a bathroom or anything, going to a meeting, drop the labels. Become aware of the labels that you've got. Drop your old preconceived identity and look for ways to become who you really are, to find out what that is before the car hits the wall. There are some big advantages to that, and one of them is that the fear and depression and distress from what's going on around you dissipate. Because when you're just focused on that and absorbing all that kind of energy, it makes you not feel so good, not be energized, not be effective. If you're focused on yourself and what you can do to upgrade your own thought patterns, your own programming, see it and drop it and go from there, then the fear and the distress starts to go away and you stop being fooled by words. For example, you look at things going on this week, the big events in the news, a lot of them center around the massive increase in illegal immigration, which is being quarterbacked by the United Nations. It's being used as a weapon to destroy sovereign countries like the U.S. and France and Germany and others. And the people who are caught in the middle of it, most of the people who, certainly at the southern border of the U.S., I saw a recent video that was taken this week of some of the people that were actually getting caught trying to break in. Most of them seemed like just to be completely out of it. They didn't know what was going on. The United Nations and NGOs had been telling them, oh, just get to the border. You get everything for free. The United States is terrible. we're working to destroy it, but in the meantime, it will give you everything free. You really should be there. They're victims, and then a lot of the non-victims were drug dealers and terrorists of various kinds, people from Europe and Africa and China and everywhere around the world, and Central America, including the big Central American gangs coming in. The United Nations behind all of it, and we're being told that these are poor people who are just, you know, clawing their way up inch by inch to get to the border of the U.S. to claim asylum for a better life. It's not like that. These are brainwashed people. And in the similar thing that's going on in Europe, it's people who are mostly now coming from a religious background where the religion says you have to kill or convert, kill or enslave anybody that won't convert to your religion. And I can't mention that religion, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And I've read all three of their major scriptures. It's not the fault of the people born into that religion. It's they're hypnotized too, like we are, and say, well, yeah, God wants us to kill all the people that aren't in the right religion, so it must be right. And by the way, we get to go to paradise, and as soon as we die trying to kill everybody else who's in the wrong religion, we go to paradise and we get unlimited sex and all kinds of other really, you know, high level perks. So where's the question? We just have to blow everything up. And that happened in Sri Lanka this week. I think that there were 321 people killed by the terrorist bomber who was doing it for God, of course. And 500 more were badly injured. It was a real mess. So more instances of this hypnotic power that's being used to drive us all to commit suicide as a planet. And I don't think we should do it. That's just my suggestion. And if you look at the United Nations being used by a tool as the people above it to help the planet commit suicide, and you look at your country is still in the United Nations, that's crazy. I mean, the United States, we even have a headquarters of the UN right in New York, and land donated by the Rockefellers. Yeah, I wonder why they did that. All right, it sounds wonderful. United Nations, that's like, I don't know, something great. And it's just the opposite. It's been caught doing so many horrible crimes worldwide, injecting women with things that they said were to prevent disease, and they found out, oh, well, it's also to sterilize you. We forgot to mention that. Sorry. I think that was in Kenya. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much crime. There's a lot of good people, as in every case like this, working for the organization, but the ones running it are trying to build global tyranny prior to extermination that's going to go on here. And one of the great things that the current U.S. president did, I think, that shows he's not totally hypnotized, fortunately, and he does have the capacity to wake up the rest of the way, is he said he's going to pull out. He gave this long speech at the NRA meeting this week. He's gone there for the last 3 years, I think, the first president to do that. And he said that the U.S. is going to pull out of the United Nations arms treaty that Obama signed but never got ratified by the Senate. And that would be great to pull out of that. I mean, the U.S. should not be a member of the U.N. That is insane. Well, it's insane to follow that. The people that put us in the beginning, it wasn't a mistake on their part. They had all these ulterior motives. But as far as I'm concerned, at least Americans that are in the U.N. at high levels should be indicted and arrested for treason. And the whole organization should be kicked out of the geographic territory of the United States right away. I'm not saying that's going to happen right away, but if the current president got the rest of his understanding back, that's, I think, what he would be doing. So, you know, another thing that strikes me, not just from the stuff this week that we just mentioned, but from all the news for quite a while, none of these issues are really partisan. Part of the hypnosis is protect your party. It's like a football team. You know, the other side is always wrong by definition. Your side is always right. However, totally ridiculous stuff they say, your side is always right and you have to obey and defend it. Talking about this UN treaty, these people who are totally hypnotized in one particular political party, and some on the other side too, are saying that the only way to make world peace is to disarm everybody that will follow the law and give up their weapons. It's completely insane. I mean, that's what exactly what's been done in every case of world tyranny, including the famous case in 1930s Germany with the Jews and others, but also in Cambodia and in China and so many other places, North Korea. They have to disarm the people because, yeah, the criminals are going to have weapons anyway, and the military is going to, and the police are going to have weapons anyway, but the people who are law-abiding citizens will be disarmed. It's a real bad plan. There's so many examples of how it could have been applied for good, like in Sweden, for example, where the religion I mentioned is sending in waves of invaders, illegal immigrants, who believe that they have to take over every country in the world. It's right in their scriptures, and I read it myself. It's not a hypothesis, it's real. Of course, in Europe, if you mention that or quote it, you may go to prison, and soon in the United States, but I'm telling you, while we still can, that's in the scriptures, okay? It doesn't mean that members of that religion are bad. It means the scriptures are saying that God wants you to commit planetary suicide, and I take exception with that. I don't think that's true. But it's got a lot of force behind it. So in Sweden, where they were taking over the country partly by mass rapes of all the women, and the women were getting so they couldn't go outside safely, you know what would have happened if they armed and trained all those women to carry weapons, handguns? Not the arm's length thing. Stay away from me. I declare that I'm off limits for your rape attack. That's not a very good strategy. It didn't work very well. But you arm and train all those women to carry weapons, and that would have ended that religious conversion rape attack overnight. And that would happen in any country where, you know, it's used for that kind of purpose. And certainly in England, a lot of these religious terrorists are included in the illegal aliens. And anyway, it would have solved the question in the Scandinavia right away, instead of these crazy government people saying, we need more terrorists. I mean, poor undocumented immigrants, right? And what's wrong with you? Do you hate immigrants or what? You should allow all these terrorists into your country. That's really pretty deceptive. So there's so many examples. We had an interaction with people about the whole CPS situation in America. We're going to have some great guests on CPS in the next few weeks here, so keep your eyes open for that. But what about this idea that we're supposed to believe in America and Europe and elsewhere, that the government actually holds title to your kids? Ownership, you know, the pink slip, the real title, where you're just a temporary steward as a parent, and you can keep some rights as a parent if you do everything correctly, like inject them with all the required poisons and everything like that. Obviously, the doctrine of parens patriae in the legal system, and it means the real parent is the state. It's obviously ridiculous. And then there's this belief that government is there to protect your rights and not to take them away. That was the original idea of the founding of America, which is, even though it wasn't lived up to, it was a super good idea, because there are things that the citizens need to be protected from, as long as there are malicious militaries and gangs and corporations out there that want to take over your country. You need a government for that. But if it's not based on the right consciousness, it's going to be entirely counterproductive. Not that government is bad, it's that the way government's being used is really bad. So people send their kids to public and some private schools are almost as bad. And they teach the kids all this nonsense in school. And besides the required injections and everything, it's a complete crime. And so is putting 5G transmitters and even lower G, 4G and 3G cell towers right on schools, right on churches. And then they pay the church or the school a little bit of money, and the church says, no problem, it's great. And this 5G thing that they want to put out, we talked to Mark Steele recently on the Sunday show, And I highly recommend listening to that interview, as well as Sasha Stone's documentary on 5G that's really good, called, I think it's called 5G Apocalypse. And we posted it on Lost Arts Radio. You can find it on social media right now, too. It goes right along, you know, the ridiculous stuff that with parens patriae goes along with the medical system and the state agencies and partners of the medical system that say, well, actually, for the we want to help women, we want to help the rights of women. So killing babies before they're born, that's really good, at least if the mother wants us to. And it helps save the earth, and it also helps the mother stay independent and keep her rights intact. But now that you've been stupid enough to fall for that, they're saying, all right, well, it doesn't matter if they're born or not. After they're born, they're not really humans because, you know, babies are so confused about everything. They're not very conscious. So you can kill them after they're born. And we had a whistleblower nurse say, yeah, probably what we do if the baby survived the abortion against what we planned, we'd probably just break the baby's neck. You know, it's not a big deal. That's coming out. It's totally satanic. And there are people, you know, who believe in their party and their left affiliation or their communist affiliation or whatever so much that they believe it's a good thing. Kill as many babies as possible. That is actually happening in America right now. Bills are being turned down to try to protect babies that survive abortion, that escape abortion, and the bill got turned down. And governors are saying this is great. In New York, they've signed a bill into law that lets you kill your baby after it's born, no problem at all, and it doesn't put an upper age limit. So, I mean, theoretically, I haven't read that law myself, but if that's true, then if you're 60 and your son or daughter is 40, you can kill them as a post-birth abortion too, and it's not a problem, and point to that law as your justification. And it goes right along with poisoning the food and what we already talked about. If you're a farmer and you're listening to this, or you have anything to do with farming, and they're trying to make it so almost none of us do anymore, look into at least organic or biodynamic farming, because not only can you make more money, which should interest you, but also you take care of the soil and don't destroy it. Don't destroy the incredibly delicate ecosystem that is microorganisms and other things in the soil. So you're going to be making better food for people and following the non-harm principle, do no harm, that was supposed to govern medicine before they got off track so far. And if you're a doctor speaking of medicine, my suggestion is be brave enough, even if you have to do it in secret, learn about lifestyle-related medicine, because real medicine never has any bad side effects. It never hurts people. And you could become a teacher, which is what doctors are supposed to mean. It comes from the word, I think, docere, which means teacher. And instead of that, they become drug dealers because of this hypnosis. You shouldn't be a drug dealer. You might, in some ultimate emergency, if you haven't learned anything better, maybe, you know, you could give a drug in some temporary situation. But in general, that should be rare to never. And there are better alternatives to all of it. And if you're in law enforcement, check out how to break your hypnosis there, too. Look at oathkeepers.org, great organization. Read your federal and state constitution, because you took an oath to uphold it and protect and defend it. So if you haven't read it, you can't protect and defend it very well. You need to actually read it and understand it. Everywhere, people in these positions of power that are being used to hurt us, they have a choice. Chemtrail pilots, weathermen that have been told not to tell the truth about chemtrails, biotech company employees, if you're working on the latest GMO atrocity for animals or plants, you guys can be whistleblowers. It takes some courage, but others have done it, and you can do it in a smart way where you have some legal protection. So we're only here for a short time, and if you're thinking about being a whistleblower, we've made a ton of mistakes. It doesn't mean they're something that you have to keep doing. If you promised your soul to the devil, you can take it back. That's a lie that you can't do it. You can do whatever you want. You have status way above any evil entities like that. They just don't want you to know it. There's time to change it, and you start by healing yourself, and that's always the first step. If you go out and try to just change everybody else by force, that's not a good plan. It doesn't work, and you'd just be wrapped up in fighting indefinitely. You can work for a cause, but start with yourself. That's a real secret. You're not supposed to understand how much power there is in that. Even if you keep doing some outward cause, your effectiveness in it is proportional to the work you do inside yourself. And this hypnosis, you have to break out of it as step one. And there are stages of breaking out. It's so deep. But you can start immediately. And you know who the biggest victims of these hypnotic programs are? Are the people in positions of power doing really nasty things to us. And it might seem, if you want to help break them out of that, that they're unreachable, but they're not. If you start opening up what you can do inside yourself, you're supposed to think that's just a silly belief system or some fake religion or philosophy or something. No. There's something real hidden underneath all that. It's a bigger secret than the injections and the GMOs and the what's really going on with nuclear power, the drug deals of the security state and all that. This is a bigger secret. And you're holding it like Dorothy with the red slippers. If you open that up, do the work, you can discover things that are so powerful. It's the weak spot in the power structure, and it can turn it around. So that's what I wanted to remind you of, in case you're open to maybe considering that change that has power. It starts in yourself. You know, Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. That's a nice philosophy, but there's something real to it too. You can become something that is putting out a frequency that's the opposite of these malicious cell towers. It just has to be activated. There's work involved, but it's rewarding to do. Change yourself inside, and everything else follows. So tomorrow night, Ken Rolla on the Sunday show. I look forward to seeing you there if you can make it. Otherwise, for those of you who want to go to the next level, if you're brave enough, just watching from the outside, a spectator sport is what I wanted to say. If you're ready for something deeper and to really do the work and think way outside the box and not say, no, this is not conventional, I'm not interested. If you're ready for something different, check out planetaryhealingclub.com. And otherwise, watch for the free movies. Videos we're putting up on all the major platforms during the week. Hope you have a great week. And I'll look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for coming.